Mueller and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump and his one-time lawyer Michael Cohen faced off at Trump's trial in New York. Cohen testified at the criminal trial over what he did for his former boss to keep negative stories about his private life from appearing in the tabloids. After leaving the courthouse today, Mr. Trump said the prosecution has no case against him.
They have not come close to proving fraud or that any fraud has taken place. There's no fraud here. There's no crime here. This is 4 weeks of keeping me from not campaigning.
While prosecutors' most important witness, Cohen is also the most vulnerable to attack, having served time in federal prison and built his persona in recent years around being a thorn in Trump's side. The Biden administration plans to impose major new tariffs on a range of imports from China. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to a U.S. official familiar with the plan, new tariffs would be slapped on Chinese electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies. China's EVs present a problem for President Biden, who has pushed for electric vehicles in his climate agenda. But China's low-priced vehicles could pose a threat to U.S. manufacturing jobs. As the 2024 campaign wears on, both the president and Donald Trump are vowing to be tough on China. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Crews have set off a chain of explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The demolition Monday marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dali container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dali lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points. This is SRN News. A former prison guard issues a warning.
Hector Farrell had been with the California Department of Corrections for 16 years, but he quit his job after officials decided to begin housing men who are living as women with actual women prisoners. Farrell tells the Independent Women's Forum, quote, "It's unethical, it's immoral, and it's dangerous." A number of the transgender prisoners are serving time for sex crimes, and after being placed in women's facilities, they commit crimes against their fellow inmates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Washington's attorney general says the Seattle Catholic Archdiocese is not cooperating in a sex abuse investigation. Bob Ferguson is asking a judge to force the church to turn over documents to his office in an investigation into whether the archdiocese unlawfully used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. The archdiocese says it is offered to provide private deposition documents. This is SRN News. A suspect is being sought in the fatal shooting of an Ohio police officer. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Authorities say a police officer in the Cleveland suburb of Euclid was shot and killed while answering a disturbance call Saturday night. Investigators say some officers were dispatched to a home after a report of a disturbance. They say as the officers were investigating, a gunman ambushed one of them and shot him. That officer was taken to a hospital where he died. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost identifies the slain officer as Jacob Durbin. Yost says he was in his first year with the department. I'm Mike Hempen.
Melinda French Gates announced Monday she will step down as co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She helped found the foundation more than 20 years ago with her ex-husband, Bill Gates. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.